there's an old Catholic proverb that says, child of Mary, child of paradise. Okay. Child of Mary, child of paradise. That's kind of sums up the confidence the church places in Mary's intercession. Like we have that prayer that says, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Okay? Again, like we say, that's quite a track record. Okay? Never was it known. Okay? And so, child of Mary, child of paradise, reminds us that from the cross, Jesus gave us Mary to be our mother. But we have to make Mary our own. Motherhood is a two-way street. Okay, someone might want to be my mother, but I have to allow her to form me, to lead me. Okay, and so today we enroll in the scapular, and that's kind of the consecration we make to God through Mary. We choose Mary and ask her to form us. Okay, scapular is a devotion, and devotions give expressions to doctrine, gives expression to doctrines. Okay, so they say doctrine without devotion is cold and abstract, and devotion without doctrine is sentimentality. Okay, but the devotion that we have to Mary, the rosary, the scapular, gives us the ability to express or to live out the doctrines in which we believe. First of all, we believe that Mary was totally consecrated to God. Like, you say that everything in my life can distract me from God in some way. My car, my house, even other people, except Mary. Mary only leads us to God. There's nothing in the Blessed Virgin Mary that would distract us from God. Okay? Because Mary is all for God and for His will. They say that Mary's love for God was so great that she could not find self in it. Like, Mary was without original sin, without self-centeredness. There was no ego in Mary to be overcome because God was the center of her life. Okay? When she consecrated herself to God, she was renouncing anything did not even occur to her. She simply loved God unto virginity and left everything else to Him. Okay. And they say that the highest form of flattery is imitation. Okay. Like, people have their favorite singer, so they dye their hair the color of their favorite singer. Well, the highest form of flattery is not just external, but it's imitation, imitating the virtues that we celebrate, not just dressing like our favorite movie star, but it's devotion to Mary. The highest form of flattery is to imitate the virtues that she practiced. That's what St. Louis de Montfort called true devotion to Mary. Okay? A true devotion to Mary. And the scapular is the sign of our consecration to Mary. A sign that we're choosing Mary as our spiritual mother. Okay, what is the scapular? Someone described it as Mary's fire insurance. Okay? Because the promise of the scapular is that whoever dies wearing the scapular will never suffer eternal fire. Okay? So it does protect us from those fires. The scapular is not a get-out-of-hell-free card. Okay? But it's a promise that we won't die in the state of mortal sin. Okay? Basically, you know, we might think of it like the church is the ark of salvation. And souls were falling overboard, out of the boat. And if you see someone fall out of a boat, you throw them a life preserver. Well, the Blessed Virgin Mary gave us the scapular as a spiritual life preserver, something to preserve our spiritual life from everlasting death. And so that's the principle. That's the doctrine that we live out in wearing the scapular. The consecration, like Pope John Paul II, his coat of arms was a cross with an M beneath it. And his motto was Totus Tuus. Okay? And Totus Tuus is the short form of the consecration to Mary. I am yours, my queen and my mother, and all that I have is yours. Okay? We give ourselves to God through Mary in that consecration. And like we say, everything that belongs to Mary belongs to God. She keeps nothing for herself. Saint Ildefonsus of Toledo says that whatever honor is given to the servant redounds to the master. Whatever honor we give to Mary ultimately goes to God. He's the artist. She's his greatest work. Okay? When we look at a beautiful painting, it's the author of that painting that we're complimenting when we praise the work. Okay? Well, so in Mary, God is the author of Mary's life. So in honoring Mary, we praise God. I remember when I was in a seminary, I went home to visit my family in Brooklyn, and I met a classmate of mine from elementary school. He was soon to be married and was telling me of his future mother-in-law's confidence in Mary. He was saying, "She thinks the Blessed Virgin Mary is a sure thing, like money in the bank." Okay? Well, that is the confidence we placed in Mary. And we might say even in these economic times, like she's even more certain than money in the bank. Okay? We have more confidence in Mary than in any worldly institution. We use a basketball analogy, like when the Cleveland Cavaliers need a basket, with 6 seconds left on the clock, they give the ball to LeBron James, okay? Because they have confidence in him. When the pressure is on and the chips are down, he puts the ball through the hoop, okay? Well, when God needed someone, God needed to send his son into the world, who did he choose? Well, he chose Mary. Like we say, not one of us bench warmers. He chose to give the ball to Mary. And the Cleveland Cavaliers don't always only turn to LeBron James when there's 6 seconds on the clock. They do it as kind of the normal course of the game. Well, so it is with Mary. When we give ourselves to Mary, we're just imitating God himself, who gave himself to us through Mary. Okay, and so in the ordinary, the scapular reminds us that in the ordinary duties of our life, in fulfilling those duties, we consecrate ourselves to God, but through Mary's motherly intercession, through Mary's mantle of protection. There's an old Catholic motto that says, "To Jesus through Mary." The shortest way to our Lord is through his mother. And devotion to Mary is really a share of his love for his mother. Okay? To be a Christian is to imitate Christ, and Christ obviously loved Mary and honored her. Honor your father and your mother. So if Jesus honored Mary, well, our devotion to Mary is a sharing of his love and devotion to her. Pope Pius XI said that every grace comes to us from Almighty God through the hands of Our Lady. Okay? So mother and child are inseparable. Like, if we seek Mary, we find Jesus. Our devotion to Mary preserves and strengthens our faith in Christ. As was the case 2,000 years ago, mother and child are inseparable. As heaven descended to earth in Mary, earth ascends to heaven through Mary. So we pray that God will renew our devotion to Mary, give us a share of Christ's love for Mary, through praying the rosary and wearing the scapular.